all eyes have been on the Senate, likely now to confirm President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. But we're also keeping an eye on close House races across the country in our Here and Now District Profile series. This week, Minnesota's 7th Congressional District. The incumbent, the Democratic Congressman Colin Peterson, who doesn't always toe the party line, is facing Republican former Lieutenant Governor Michelle Fischbach. Let's bring in Stephen Montemayor, politics and government reporter at the Star Tribune in Minneapolis. Stephen, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And this is a big district. It's along the state's western border. So start by just telling us a little about its voting history.
It's a, as you've mentioned, it's a very large district. It spans from the state's border with Canada all along the border of the Dakotas as well. It's largely rural, and it is voted for Republican each presidential cycle since 2000, often by wide margins, but never by as wide of a margin as in 2016 when it favored our eventual President Trump by more than 30 points against Hillary Clinton. Right. However, Democrat Colin Peterson has been in office since 1991. He still won his race in 2016 and in 2018. However, his margin has narrowed each election since 2014.
Well, and he, as you point out, he's been in office a long time and has always kind of been a bit of an outlier in the Democratic Party. He voted against impeaching President Trump. He also opposes abortion rights. In a debate on WCCO radio earlier this month, he called for more businesses to be allowed to reopen. But here's where he's more in line with his party. He did call for some of the restrictions. Let's listen.
We need to wear masks. We need to wash our hands. We need to socially distance. Keep 6 feet apart, you know, not go to big gatherings. You know, it's pretty simple what works. And so the way to keep these businesses and have these businesses open is to have people follow these protocols, follow the CDC protocols.
So, Stephen, in line with the party there, but not obviously in things like abortion rights, which is about to be a big issue, you know, with the Supreme Court appointee. So what is he campaigning on? How is he threading this needle?
He also, it's important to point out that he often points to his chairmanship of the influential House Agriculture Committee as well. And that is a, he calls that an asset to that district, which again is largely rural, has a lot of farms. And he's also claimed responsibility for passing the, or helping pass the eventual 2018 Farm Bill and his work on the USMCA trade agreement. He's not shy about pointing out his differences with President Trump. For example, he opposes the president's trade wars through the years. Also during that same WCCO debate, proudly touted the fact that he, despite being a Democrat, still earns A-plus ratings from the NRA and has even said that he's gotten higher ratings from the NRA than some of his counterparts on the Republican side of the aisle in the Congress.
Yeah. Well, how about Michelle Fischbach, the Republican, the first female president of the Minnesota Senate? She's praised the president's COVID response. This is where they really differ. He, as we just heard, called for masks. Here she is in that debate speaking about the pandemic.
First and foremost, we need to get things back open and make sure people are back at work, fully reopened and fully back at work. But also, we need to make sure the economy in general is working back and we are moving out of that slump. And that means making those tax cuts that the president signed into law in 2017 permanent.
Well, and Stephen, what else is she campaigning on to distinguish herself from a anti-abortion rights, you know, anti-impeaching President Trump Democrat?
She and the in the National Republican Congressional Committee, they're going all in on linking Colin Peterson to Nancy Pelosi. And even it's sometimes linking Peterson and his votes to more liberal lawmakers in Congress, such as Minneapolis Democrat Ilhan Omar, which, you know, who in some respects only really shares a party in common with Peterson, given Peterson's support for, you know, many Second Amendment related issues. And also Peterson has anti-abortion streak as well. And I was just recently on the campaign trail with Michelle Fischbach just a couple of days after Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death. However, the Supreme Court was not really mentioned. A lot of focus has been on defending police, law and order, and returning a conservative to the House Speaker role at some point. Those are really some of the key issues that Michelle Fischbach and others campaigning alongside her are really pointing to.
And just briefly, what do the polls say?
We have seen this race be judged a toss-up lately by some of the nation's leading election trackers. It's, again, reliably been in favor of Peterson over the last, well, for some time now. But Fischbach's profile, she was recruited by some national Republican leaders in kind of the congressional campaign ranks. And so there's been a lot of interest in this race, and it's going to come down to the wire, it seems.
Stephen Montemayor, a politics and government reporter at the Star Tribune in Minneapolis, taking a look at the big 7th Congressional District race there. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.